Thanks, Brad. Good morning. The National Weather Center sees an end around the corner for the cold front that moved into the region. That's bringing the low temperatures and heavy rain patterns. Showers with small hail, they'll continue through the morning, but at this point there is no weather hazard predicted for tomorrow. Reporter Dan Squire has an update on a fatal car collision that took place last month. Here's Dan with more.
On Wednesday, December 12th, Arcata police responded to a call of a single vehicle collision on Erickson Way in Arcata. Officers found the vehicle in an equipment yard where it had collided with a segment of temporary bridge being stored there. The driver, 34-year-old Kenneth Moylanin, was found dead inside the car, and the collision had happened several hours before the wreck was discovered. A toxicology test done on Moylanin's body revealed that he had a blood alcohol level of nearly twice the legal limit at 0.17.
Thanks, Dan. A traffic stop conducted by a Garberville area CHP officer Tuesday led to an arrest of marijuana possession. The CHP reports that the officer was en route to a report of a vehicle collision on Old Bryceland Road, a collision that the officer never found. While driving with his window down, the officer smelled the strong odor of marijuana coming from a pickup truck towing a trailer, and he initiated a traffic stop. A search of the trailer turned up about 60 pounds of unprocessed marijuana. The driver, Chester Clark, was arrested, booked on cultivation, possession, and transportation charges. The street value of the pot was as much as $120,000. The search goes on for a shooting suspect as Mendocino County Sheriff's detectives investigate an incident, and they're asking for the public's help in locating the suspect, 26-year-old transient Barraquel Ruiz. When deputies reached the scene at the Discover Inn in Ukiah, they contacted a woman who was staying there. She reported that she had exited her room and saw a man rummaging through her car. The woman then said she confronted the man, later identified as Ruiz, and that a brief physical altercation occurred. The woman then reported that as Ruiz was walking away from the scene, he pulled out a small handgun, fired 2 to 3 rounds, which struck the victim's vehicle. Ruiz then fled the scene on foot. He has been added to Mendocino County's most wanted list and is considered armed and dangerous. Anyone with information about the incident or Ruiz's whereabouts is asked to contact Mendocino County Sheriff's Department. More KINS News after this.
There's lots of Kings and lots of Ronalds, but there's only one Mike's Drive-Up in Eureka. At the corner of 7th and Broadway, Mike's Drive-Up serves double cheeseburgers loaded with chili, or you can order a double chili cheese dog. Oh, are they good? Mike's Drive-Up even has homemade milkshakes and malts. And of course, don't forget about Mike's world-famous garlic fries. So drive up to Mike's Tuesday through Saturday to take out lunch or dinner or even a snack, and you'll understand how Mike's Drive-Up advertises by word of mouth.
Congressman Mike Thompson has been appointed as the chairman of a House committee tasked with addressing gun violence in the nation. Thompson says the group will focus on ways to reduce gun violence while protecting the Second Amendment. Locally, Humboldt County Sheriff Mike Downey believes that by applying the laws already on the books, well, that's a better place to start with controlling gun-related violence.
The gun is an instrument that is designed as a tool. I think there are some that are in our society, that in our civilian society, that probably don't need to be there, but a small amount. I think the biggest problem that we have is that the current laws on the books, the ways of dealing with those that have violated simple gun laws, are not being prosecuted to their fullest. And I'm not just talking about locally, I'm talking statewide. Nationwide, I think we have laws on the books that just need to be enforced.
The Congressional Task Force sent out letters to local law enforcement asking for their feedback on gun violence, and Sheriff Downey received the letter and responded.
I stayed away, and I will stay away from infringing upon our Second Amendment rights to a point. I mean, what I said in the letter is we need to identify people that have this propensity and then deal with the person and not blanket it as all guns are bad. But again, I'll go back to what I said earlier. I think there are some assault style weapons that are truly assault weapons that maybe shouldn't be in the hands of the average person. But what happens is they're going to take this assault gun ban and they're going to broaden it to the point that many weapons that don't belong in that category could end up in that category. And that is a concern.
Congressman Thompson said in the statement that banning guns is not the answer, but regulating who can purchase guns and ammunition is a key first step in addressing the issue of gun-related violence. With the KINS and Sub the News, I'm Anthony Mantova.